Because the almost 160,000 undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts do not have access to most public health insurance programs, there are particular challenges in providing end-of-life care. But some health care providers are stepping up to help with access to things such as nursing facilities and hospice care. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports.
How's your breathing been feeling? Take a deep breath. Has the pain gotten any better?
Yes.
You feel like...
I tolerate it better.
Kervin Allen reassures his nurse that the bone pain he feels is manageable. Allen is dying of prostate cancer, but he is not one to complain. He looks around the room at the three other hospital beds and out the window at the concrete and traffic of Boston's South End.
One of the best places that a person could ever be. This place is great. This place is special. Trust me.
Before arriving at this special place, Allen was staying in a homeless shelter. But for the past year, he's been at the Barbara McGinnis House. It has over 100 medical beds for homeless individuals. Denise De La Nueces is the McGinnis House medical director.
We help individuals who are too sick to be in shelters or on the street, but not sick enough to actually warrant a medical bed in a hospital.
Usually, homeless patients are discharged after about a dozen days when they are healthy enough to go back to the streets. But what about the homeless patients who are dying? If the patient has citizenship or immigration documents, they usually go to a nursing facility or a hospice. But Kervin Allen, who is 67, is an undocumented immigrant from Trinidad. That means he is largely barred from public health insurance options and can only get access to emergency services. De La Nueces says for the undocumented and dying, the McGinnis House has started making an exception because the patients have nowhere else to go.
We really provide end-of-life care for individuals who really have no other options in terms of where they can have a dignified death. And many of those patients are individuals who are undocumented and therefore have limited insurance or no insurance at all.
De La Nueces says this isn't too common, but there has been a steady trickle of undocumented, homeless, and dying patients. This prompted the whole McGinnis House medical team to get end-of-life care training. Cheryl Kane is the director of nursing at the McGinnis House. She says the medical staff often provide more than just medical care.
Things the family members might usually do, we take on that role. What are your wishes at the end of your life? Setting up the cremation form, working with the funeral home, maybe where family members might sit with the patient when somebody is actively dying. We do that.
Kane says it's an honor to provide such services, but ultimately she hopes these individuals will have somewhere else to go. Immigrant activists say it's unlikely that undocumented immigrants will gain access to public health programs soon. Advocates are currently focusing their resources on maintaining the rights of documented immigrants to access state health insurance. Kervin Allen says given that he is undocumented, homeless, and terminally ill, he feels blessed to have found a place to stay and to die. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.